The employees had been working without a contract for 3 years. The new pact provides a 2% pay increase beginning in August and another 2% in July of next year. It also calls for back pay for scheduled increases the Christie administration froze in 2015. Republican Senator Tony Bucco says that could be expensive.
Be interesting to see exactly what it's going to cost us, because it's going to be very, very difficult in our budget season here.
Democrat Senator Linda Greenstein believes providing the funding is a priority because of the 2011 law that required state employees to contribute more for their pension and health care.
I feel that many of the people are very put upon in so many different ways, the cost of their health insurance. Anything that we can do to help here would be very important from my perspective.
The governor's office says the state's costs have been accounted for in the current budget and Governor Murphy's budget plan for the next fiscal year. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.